WJW Mobile.
Starbucks, are you? W5MFC Mobile.
Hey, Mike, what you up to on this beautiful sunny... Is it a Tuesday? Yeah, Super Tuesday. What are you doing on this beautiful Tuesday morning?
Bojangles, and then probably back to the house. Since the weather's kind of nice, I think I'm going to pull the tarp off the pool and check the chemistry in it and see what I got to do to start getting that thing ready. So when it does get warm, I'll be ready to jump in it. And you?
Well, there you go. That's a good start to spring cleaning. That's what I've had on my mind as well. I'm making a trip to the transfer station a week early. I normally do it every 3 weeks, but I decided just to get it out of my way in 2 weeks instead of waiting 3 weeks. And then I got to get back and start doing pressure washing on concrete. It's been 2 years, so it's looking pretty rough.
Agenda too. We got a new grandbaby. She was born 2 weeks ago. Born on the 19th, and she's up in North Carolina, so we've been bouncing back and forth between there. Hopefully we'll get them to come down here. I'm trying to get them to move down here. We put a bid on the house next door, but don't think it's gonna come to pass. I think he wants too much for it, but we've been kind of busy. Haven't been doing too much ham stuff, but usually the radio's on every day. I hear Rusty my brain's been going dead. That's what happens when you retire. You stop being able to think. But anyway, starting to sound like Rusty. W5MFC Mobile.
I think is the one you were thinking about. But it could have been Patrick. It could be N4ZLK Shane. It could be a lot of them. Anyway, yeah, that's what happens. I have had one of those moments earlier this morning. And I told Amy, it's rough to get old. My father-in-law used to say, getting old ain't for sissies.
And, I agree. But I tell you what, I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm enjoying it. Been out in the garage and pretty much got the third car ready to be gone. And I can't wait till car season gets into play so that I can get out there and play with my two toys. And, in the Jeep, of course, is the favorite. I wouldn't trade the Jeep for nothing. Haven't been doing a lot of ham stuff. Matter of fact, I'm thinking about getting rid of. I got a lot of ham stuff that I ain't used. Since Lisa got the pacemaker put in, she can't be around it. So it's kind of a non-necessary thing, if you know what I mean.
After that first. There is going to be a radio rally. It's kind of like a mixture between a field day and a ham fest. There's going to be a radio rally later in the year, not too distant, in a couple of months, I guess. Over there, not too far from where you are, I think, is where they're going to hold it. And one of the things that they're going to do is have a flea market. So if you want a big audience, let up and come on over there. I think you can get a table for $20. And there's going to be fox hunting and air antenna building and radio diagnostics and a couple of competitions on radio installs and a mobile rig, that kind of stuff. Anyway, it's going to be not a ham fest and not a field day, a little bit of both and then some.
On that, and I will definitely do that. I got a lot of handhelds that they're just sitting there wasting away. Can't use them. She can't be close to it. She's got to be like 5 feet away from the antenna, and it's no more than 30 watts. So we can still have the mobile units if I get to replace the antennas the back of the vehicle. They're too close to them right now, and I just don't want to take the chance. But I got a couple of mobile rigs, and I got more stuff than I can shake a stick at.
License, but like when I'm in the car with Amy, I usually don't talk on the radio. When I'm in the car by myself, I talk on the radio. But when I'm with her, she wants the attention, not the radio. That's just the way. We don't get a whole lot of time in the car together yet. Anyway, we're working on a plan to make it to where she doesn't have to work her full retirement. She can retire early. Working on a plan to make that happen. And with the stock market going the way it is, it's looking very promising.
Same here. I don't usually turn it on when she's in the car. Actually, every time I get in the Jeep, it comes on automatically. That's the way I got it set up. That and the CB 11 meter radio. While we're on the road, I usually have that thing sitting on 19 or 16, which is the Jeep channel. Just so that if we encounter something on the way, that they holler at us. It's kind of a good camaraderie on the Jeep aspect of it. But I never turn it on. We usually ride and chit chat.
Is that the same Jeep you came over to my house one day when it snowed and took me to get a tank of gas?
I don't think so. Wasn't that one white?
Gray and purple in it.
Maybe as we get older, we get senile and colorblind. I believe it was the white one that I had. I have a blue one now. I have a blue Rubicon Extreme. You can't miss it. It's got the antennas and the lights on it, but one touch top, the whole gamut. It's pretty much, I built it, so I put everything on it except the active cruise control. Who needs that in a Jeep? W5MFC in the motor car.
For a new vehicle, not too long ago. I'm on again and off again. I want to replace my 96 Toyota Tacoma, but it's only got a minute right now. It's only got 37,000 miles on it, and it's a 96. So I'm having a hard time letting go of it. And you know, for the price of the new ones, and for what little bit of bed you get on a new one, I can't bite the bullet on it. I get really, really close to the fish hook. I just can't bite the hook.
You know, you don't want a new truck because, like I was telling Lisa, Lisa keeps telling me to go buy a new truck. I keep looking at the Silverados and going, ooh. But I got that 2500 GMC. And, you know, if I want to go get some lumber, and it won't fit in the Jeep, in the truck, I can put it up on the top of the vehicle, and I'm not worried about it scratching. That's the where I'm going with that. So, and it's all reliable. It'll get up and go anywhere.
Well, that's the one I got serious about the last go around was the GMC. Now they had a black GMC there, Mike. Oh man, that thing was beautiful. That thing. If a truck can be beautiful, that truck was beautiful. I think I forget what they call it, maybe Diablo or something like that. As a GMC, it was the prettiest truck I ever saw, but it was 90K.
It's a deterrent that I just don't want a payment. It's kind of nice not having a bunch of car payments. You know me and my cars. I have 11 of them right now. Between the Corvettes, the Camaros, two trucks, two Jeeps, I just don't need another payment. But of course, most of those are paid for. My Jeep still got a little bit left on it. I'll pay it out and be done with it. But yeah, they're expensive. The one we just looked at, it was $83,000. It was that red. I like the blue. She likes the red, and I really like the pearl white. But she wanted a red one. We were going to trade her Jeep in. And it was like, you know, your Jeep gets 24 miles, 23.5 miles to the gallon. That truck's going to get 17. We don't know what the gas is going to do. I think the gas is going to go down when all these electric cars come on board because they ain't going to be selling it. But either that or they're going to jack it up so high that you have to buy an electric car.
One that Amy wanted, she's had Avalon's the last four or five cars that she's had. And the year last year, was the last year that they're going to make them. They're replacing it with what's called a Crown, I think is the name of it, and they're ugly. She does not like them at all. But what I did find, doing some research, they've got one called a MIRAI, however you say that. And it's a new one. They've never had it before, and it's powered by hydrogen. And there is a hydrogen fuel station. There's three hydrogen fuel stations in Greer. That Union 76 that's across from McAllister's on White Hampton, just north of Target, they have hydrogen fuel there. And that new Toyota that's hydrogen, that's the only thing they make it in is hydrogen. And it looks exactly like an Avalon. So she fell in love with that. She's got a few more years to go on this one before she gets a new one, which will give them time to work all the bugs out of that one, and I think I'm going to go with a hydrogen car for her next one.
W4DJW. Friday. We looked at that. I don't know what it's going to cost to fill that thing up. Lisa's Jeep is a hybrid, and this last spike with the electric when they went up, we did the math again. It's cheaper to buy the gas. Where our electric bill went up, we have unplugged that thing the first of last month, and our electric bill went down $180. Now, she can put gas in that thing. She can put gas in the charger with that 392 for $180 a month.
Research in that area, and it costs, here's what they do. If you buy the car, and the cars go for two different prices, the base line or the limited edition line, and that's between $50,000 and $67,000. 50 for the base and 67 for the limited edition. And when you buy the car, they give you 6 years worth of hydrogen for free. So you don't have to pay for anything for fuel for the next 6 years. And she doesn't keep a car that long anyway. So that'll work out. And it has a range of 403 miles, which when she's driving her hybrid now, it gets more than 400 miles. When I'm driving her hybrid, I get less than 400 miles. So this is kind of like in the middle of those two. So we'll see if they're still doing that. I think hydrogen is more expensive right now because there's, so little of it compared to the other two, electric and gasoline. But I think the price of it will come down as more and more people start to buy them. W4DJW.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
Pick it up.
Dave. And I'm just sitting here, just turned the radio on, heard both y'all talking, so I thought I'd throw my call out there and see what was going on. Dave, sounds like you're planning to buy a new car for your wife or somebody. And I got the other day, I got your text a while ago. So anyway, go ahead and pick it up, HXS.
HXS, that's MFC, Mike.
Remember everybody and don't hear them all. Go ahead, Mike.
That I get on here, I can understand it. You're forgiven.
Good to hear you. I am turning in the transfer station right now, and looks like I see a little bit of a line. Maybe I'll have to, maybe not. I don't know. If I go away, it's because it's my turn up at the two-bay stall at the transfer station at O'Neill. But, Amy's got a few more years to go on her hybrid that she has now, but she was disappointed, Rusty, because they don't make Avalons anymore. So they came out with a car, I don't know how you pronounce this, Mirai, something like that. They come as a replacement, looks just like an Avalon, but it's hydrogen fuel. Go ahead, Rusty, W4DJW.
I think they call that the Mirani, and I've seen a picture of one. I haven't seen one in person yet, but I got my car, and I'm going to stay with it. Probably it'll be the last one I buy, so anyway, and I'll just try to get things going here this morning, and slow doing that, getting the computers up and running and everything else, so it's like that today. Go ahead, Mike.
When I went out and looked at, we test drove the Cadillac Lyric. We were kind of impressed at the mileage it gets, and you buy a Lyric, of course, it's another $70,000 vehicle, but they give you 2 years of electric, as much as you want. That kind of made it attractive, but I don't know. I think I'm going to stay away from the electric cars for right now and just drive the Jeeps and see what happens.
Up at the bay, so you guys go ahead and pick it up, and if you're still there when I get out, I'll contact you then. W4DJW.
And yeah, Mike, I'm not real highly enamored with the electric cars. I'm still not one of those that feels like that's something I want to get involved with. That's why I didn't get one when I was looking for me a replacement car for my little HHR. But I'm happy with what I got,
We contemplated it. We looked at it. We did the research, and It's just probably better off to stay with the gas for right now. I think we're looking at it going that way, but the infrastructure's not there. You know, we do a lot of traveling, and if I can't get in the car and drive all the way up to Virginia Beach or North Carolina, I'm not interested in it. That's why we kind of went with a hybrid. Lisa's Jeep is a hybrid, and that's not panning out either for the simple reason is it's got, it only does 30 miles, if that, on the charge. Then you're back to the gas. It does get pretty good fuel mileage with that turbo four-cylinder, but nevertheless, it's not advantageous to keep that. We're probably going to trade that and just go with a regular Jeep. And, Rusty, I am also designated, so I'm going to make this one my last one, let you finish it up. Good hearing you and good chatting with you, and we'll talk to you on the go-round. W5MFC in the motor car.
All right, well, you know, I looked at the hybrids, too, and everything else. I've got a friend that's got a hybrid, and he and his wife have both had hybrids for a number of years, and they're happy with them, and his seemed to give him what he wanted. So, anyway, I'll stick with it. Anyway, Mike, good to hear you. You have a good rest of the day, and I'll be around. I'm just going to be listening. W2T.
Roger, roger.
Talking to you, W4DJW. So what's for lunch, Rusty?
I made a pot of chili yesterday, so I'll probably heat that up later.
But you ever had taco salad?
And it's good. And I'll just, I haven't had any in a long time.
She makes it really, really good. She uses those Fritos corn chips that are curled up into a little ball, and pieces of hamburger meat go inside of it. And then it's got all kind of lettuce and tomatoes and stuff on top of it anyway. Makes my mouth water just thinking about it. But that chili's good, too.
And it gets better every day you take it back out and heat it up. So, I mean, it's in there right now. After I cooked it yesterday, it cooled all down. I just had the whole pan in the fridge last night, and I'll heat it up today, and then I'll divide it up into other meals for me later. So anyway, and all. So what you got planned on your, what's on your day schedule today?
I meet with that Vanderstein guy, but he put it off. They're working on his house today. He's got one little tweak he wants, maybe two tweaks that he wants to the microcontroller for the preamplifier. But he told me he couldn't do it last night. Texted me, said we'll do it another day. So I think I'm going to start, because it's going to be a beautiful day, I think I'm going to start on pressure washing the concrete and try to knock that out really quick in a day or two.
Not there, but you better get done what you want to get done today, because from what I understand of the weather, it's going to get wet starting tomorrow, and it's going to be wet for the next several days.
You get half of it done, and then it has to stay like that because it's... So, in the past, if it's not too cold when it's wet, then I'll do it when it's raining. It rinses it off while I'm washing it. But if it's cold, it's not worth it.
Supposed to be in the upper 60s, I think, tomorrow. Maybe around 70, I don't know. And I'm supposed to get up that way today, and I guess we'll just see what happens and see where it is and what it does and all that other good stuff. I'm looking at a Weather Channel morning brief here. It says it's supposed to be 68 sometime this afternoon, and then by evening we've got a 78% chance of rain, and then overnight we got a 99% chance of rain. So it's moving in on us.
I didn't know that. I'm glad I'm talking to you about it. So at least now I'll make an informed decision. I might just put it off until, but I need to exercise some more. While I was taking those treatments, I was not able to exercise, and I have not got back in the groove. And I could tell this morning when I was loading up everything to go to the transfer station, I had to sit down next to the bed and catch my breath, you know. Getting old is hard.
Yeah, wait till you get my age, and it'll be a little harder. And I got to get started going back to the, I got my Humana that covers my Medicare also provides a gymnasium for me to go to, and I need to start going back there and working out again. Get back into the stream of things. Now that my leg seems to be, finally healed completely, and also I should feel feel up to doing it again because I had a, you know, I had a, I had really pulled a muscle in my left leg, and it was not fun. So it seems to be pretty well healed, and I'll get a nice workout this weekend because this Saturday our church is working at the Carpenter's Table, which is the food bank that we're part of. So that'll get me a good workout for about 4 hours on Saturday morning.
JW, well, that's what Ray used to say was the trick to it. Stay busy. And that's what you're good at, staying busy. Anyway, I'm about to turn in over here. It's good talking to you, Rusty. Enjoy this beautiful day. WU2T, W4DJW.
Yep, I got KB2HXS coming over here to work later today. He's finishing up a project, so I'll see him right around lunchtime or something like that. Anyway, Dave, you have a good one. We'll talk to you later. W4DJW, W2T, 73s for now, W2T.